And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
The bed drop, the village tea.
In Whitehall's General Assistance Department, Lennox, Brown and Lamb stand by to help any ministry that is overloaded. These are men who don't know the meaning of the word indolence, and indeed are baffled by many other long words as well. But Secretary Mildred Murfin is always on hand to assist.
The GLC are planning to make Pall Mall a one-way street, sir. They want to know if the ministry object.
Well, of course the ministry doesn't object, Mildred. No motorist should go more than one way at a time.
Rightio, Mr. Lamb. Oh, and another thing. There's a query from the environment people about new telephone boxes.
Well, they asked me to find sites for 50 telephone kiosks, and I did.
Aye, but they're wondering why you told the post office not to put telephones in them.
Well, that's because of the vandals, you see. If there are no phones in the boxes, the vandals can't damage them.
Aye, that's true, I suppose.
Yes, of course. And as a further precaution, the boxes will have windows on all four sides, but no door. Well, that should fox them, eh? Was there anything else?
Yes, Mr. Lamb. The town planners want you to find a site for a circus.
A circus?
Aye, Lord Lovelace's circus. Last year it was on Shepherd's Bush Green.
Oh. Well, they can go there again. Send a memo, will you? We hereby authorise Shepherd's Bush Green to be used for your forthcoming show.
Righty-ho, Mr. Lamb.
Kawasaki's new GPZ-550, one massive shock to biking. Kawasaki have taken the toughest single-shock system proven through 7 World Championship seasons and tamed it for the tar. Yes, Kawasaki have put a unitrack on their new GPZ-550 to put that pure power Kawasaki performance where it belongs, eating up the real estate. Get into the head trip of the year. Get astride the Kawasaki GPZ-550 experience. Nothing can touch you.
Kawasaki!
If you like smoking cigarillos, the best is Elcano. Filter-tipped Elcano is made from the finest cigar tobaccos, including leaf from Java and the West Indies. For a pleasant, new smoking experience, try a pack of Elcano cigarillos today. You'll like them. Elcano, ideal for smoking anywhere, anytime. Elcano.
Moenie hoes nie. Kry jouts.
As moeder word daar van jou verwag om raad te hê vir al daardie nare hoesbuie en seerkele wat elke gesin gedurende die wintermaande tuister. Dis waar jouts handig te pas kom. Jouts like straks smaak lekker en het bevat natuurlike bestanddele wat vinnige verligting bring. Hou dus 'n bottel jouts byderhand. Moenie jou gesin laat hoes nie. Dis sleg. Gele jouts. Dis lekker.
Jouts like ekstrak vir vinnige verligting.
Why am I stuck with these environment people while Mr. Lennox Brown gets the glamorous jobs?
Is he still helping the Ministry of Defense, then?
Well, apparently. He's still carrying that field marshal's baton instead of his brolly.
Room! Room! Come! Come along, come on, come along. Look smart. Feet together, stomachs in. Chests out! Chest out, Miss Muffin.
It is out, Mr. Lennox Brown.
What? Ah, yes, so it is. All present, correct, I hope, Corporal.
Ready for inspection, sir.
Good show, let's have a look at them. Yes, all right. All right, squad. Dismiss! As you were!
Oh, really?
Now then, I've told you before, you horrible little men. Man and woman. When you dismiss smartly, make a sharp right turn, take 3 steps forward, starting with your left foot, and let's try again. Squat! Dismiss! That's better? Yes, that is better.
Oh, blimey, Mr. Lennox Brown. Aren't you tired of playing soldiers yet?
Nobody's playing soldiers, Mildred. We should all be aware, that's all. Aware of what a tremendous job our boys are doing. My word, those defense chaps are a grand bunch.
Are they really?
Yes. I was down on Salisbury Plain yesterday, you know. They tried out their new camouflage paints on some of their tanks.
Oh, did it work?
I've been tackling some high-level jobs for the environment people. I've suggested a way to ease London's traffic problems.
Really?
Yes. Caravans are the answer. If all motorists coming into London had caravans, they'd have somewhere to live while they're driving around looking for somewhere to park.
Oh, glory. Give me strength.
You're in luck, Mr. Lennox Brown. I just made a nice fresh pot. Three lumps or four?
Both, please, Mildred.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Wilkins.
Yes. I just came in to say...
Good morning, Wilkins.
That's it, to say morning, Wilkins. Oh, dear, no, that's not right. I'm Mr.
Oh, dear, the poor chap's off again. Mr. Wilkins.
Yes, that's the fellow. No, it's not. That's the name on my library ticket. I keep forgetting things, you know. I suffer from insomnia.
Every few days he wakes up.
I just popped in to see if I could help. I heard you're working on some army vehicles.
Tanks.
Oh, not at all. You're welcome. Always glad to oblige a friend.
I was involved with army tanks, Mr. Wilkins, but that's behind me. I've moved on to bigger things.
Oh, my word. What are you engaged on now?
Well, I've been asked, as a matter of fact, to make all the arrangements for the big military display next week.
Oh, really? Where will that take place?
Well, I've used my influence. I pulled a few strings here and there, and after a great deal of manoeuvring, I've managed to secure Earl's Court.
Blimey, I suppose that means he rang up and booked the hall.
It'll be the biggest spectacle for years. The Prime Minister's taking the salute at the march pass, and I dare say I shall be asked to stand on her right hand.
But won't that make it difficult for her to take the salute?
I'm afraid you'll have to forgive my colleague, Mr. Wilkins. He rather resents my success.
Oh. Nothing of the sort.
Of course you do. You're just jealous because I'm going to get an invitation and you're not.
Ah, so tell me, number one, did you stand with Mrs. Thatcher at last night's military display?
No, as a matter of fact, no. Obviously, my invitation got lost in the post.
What a pity.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I had other commitments anyway. I stayed at home and got on with my rug making.
Yes, of course. Much more interesting.
Well, I never. Have you heard, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Have I heard what, Mildred?
Oh, there's a right carry-on in Shepherd's Bush. All the locals are complaining about noises in the night.
What sort of noises?
Noisy noises. Apparently, they said it was like gunfire and soldiers marching.
Ah, well, perhaps it's that circus on Shepherd's Bush Green. All those ferocious ladies and bearded tigers.
But there's no circus there, Mr. Lamb. Shepherd's Bush Green was reserved for them army people. I typed the memo, didn't I?
No, Mildred, I told you to type a memo saying that Lord Lovis's circus was supposed to go there.
That's right, yes. The army demonstration that I organized, of course, was supposed to go to Earl's Court.
Oh, blimey.
Oh, good grief. Don't say that you mixed up the memos, you stupid girl.
Oh, don't shout at me, Mr. Lennox Brown, please. You know it upsets me.
Upsets you? What about me? And what about 4,000 people who turned up at Earl's Court last night waiting to see a military display?
But I did. Oh, flipping it.
Oh, glory.
Well, I just hope Sir Gregory doesn't find out.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, number two. Of course he will find out. He was at Earl's Court with the Prime Minister's party.
It was only a mistake. We're not all blooming perfect, you know.
Ah, so there you all are.
Well, at the moment, yes, Sir Gregory, but we can leave at once if you wish.
Don't move, any of you. I don't know why you blundered. I don't know how you blundered.
Well, actually, it was all quite simple, really, Sir Gregory. You see, what happened...
Silence there.
As you wish, Sir Gregory.
As I command. I was at Earl's Court last night with the Prime Minister and service chiefs from all the NATO countries.
Oh, dear.
A huge audience had come to see a display of England's military might. And what did they see? Come on, what did they see?
Surprises, Sir Gregory.
I shudder to think about it again. But the loudspeaker said the show would open with a parade of Britain's latest means of defense.
And, did it, Sir Gregory? I hope so.
It certainly didn't. Three lions appeared, followed by a man. A man breathing fire down his nostrils.
Most unfortunate, Sir Gregory.
After that, we expected a display of field tactics. Field tactics. Three elephants came on and walked around on their hind legs. That's what happened.
Tell me, Sir Gregory, did any of the NATO chiefs pass an opinion?
Oh, yes, they did. Yes. And so did one of the elephants.
Oh,
shut up, Miss Matthews. After that, a dozen clowns ran in and threw buckets of whitewash all over the VIPs.
Were you soaked, Sir Gregory?
No, I hadn't had a drink all night. What do you mean? Over the whitewash? No, I wasn't.
That was lucky, Sir Gregory.
Went all over the Foreign Secretary.
Oh. And I don't suppose he was terribly pleased, was he?
Pleased? Just after he's got the job. He tried to protest, but at that moment a camel standing behind him made a particularly rude noise through its teeth.
Blimey, a camel!
He then frothed at the mouth, lowered his head, and charged out into the street at full tilt. And so did the camel.
Well, actually, Sir Gregory, we can explain this unfortunate mix-up. You see, what happened...
I don't want any explanations.
Oh, God.
It'll only incite me to murder, Lamb.
Oh, dear.
If you want to save face, keep the lower half shut. Get that blasted circus out of Earl's Court at once, if not sooner.
Yes, very well, Sir Gregory. We'll send it to Shepherd's Bush Green, shall we? Where it should have been sent in the first place.
No, the Shepherd's Bush people are all up in arms. Get rid of the blasted circus altogether.
Tell you what, Sir Gregory, I've got an idea. Why don't we get rid of the circus altogether?
Hello, Mr. Wilkins. Are you looking for the babes in the wood? Mr. Lamb and Mr. L.B. They're out on some job of the Ministry of Defence.
Defence? Again? After the last mix-up?
Aye. They were sent for earlier on this morning. Anyway, what can I do for you?
There's a man on his way up to see them. Lord Lovis, the doorman said his name was.
How strange. Not often that a doorman has a title. Lord Lovis?
No, it's not. I mean, it isn't the doorman who's called Lord Lovis. Oh, dear. Who's that other chap here again?
Lord Lovis. Oh, well, he's that circus owner. And fancy that. There's a real live lord coming here. What do I have to do?
Well, I should take the rollers out of your hair for a start.
No, I mean, do I bow or kneel?
Best to be on the safe side. We'll both curtsy.
Oh, this could probably be him now. Come in, your worship.
Oh, thanks very much.
I'm Mildred Mervyn, secretary to this department, and I'm exceptionally proud to make your acquaintance, oh, lordship.
Never mind the lordship, lass. Me name's Humbert.
Lord Humbert Lovis.
No. Me name's Humbert Snetherthwaite. Lord Lovis is just my professional name.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah, looks good on the posters. Looks good on the posters, you see. Lord Lovis's circus. Just gives it that extra bit of class, you see. Much better than Humbert Snetherthwaite circus.
I see.
No, I'm not really a lord. We're respectable people. Yeah. Now, anyway, was it you lot who wrote and told me to disband my circus?
I'm afraid it was. But we did send you compensation.
Yes, and you're very generous with public money, I might say. I'm retiring to the south of France on it.
Hey, that's nice.
Yes. In fact, you sent me so much money that it's enough for me old age. me missus, to be able to retire as well.
Oh, well, that's nice. Is she going to the south of France with you?
No chance. I'm retiring her to Regent's Park Zoo.
Voei toch so'n nare verkoue darm.
As u kind verkoue het, wryf hom in met Wix Wiperab.
Vicks Vaporub help om sy neusie oop te kry en klaar die benauwdheid in sy borsie op, sodat hy weer heel nag vrylik kan asemhaal. Vicks Vaporub.
Oma, ek kan nie op my hoes nie.
Kom hier, kind. Oma sal vir jou borstel gee. So, ja. Jy weet, ons familie gebruik borstel al meer as 75 jaar. Jy kan borstel vertrou, want hy het homself bewys. Borstel se traditionele bestanddele streel daai nare hoes kogel weg en laat jou bors so lekker warm voel. Dit werk wonderlik.
Oma was reg. Ek voel baie beter.
Kry die beproefde en vertroude hoesmedisyne wat werk. Borstel.
When Blackthorn stepped ashore in the Japan of the ancients, he walked into another world. He found torture amidst poetry, beauty in a world of unspeakable cruelty. But when he found passion with the most perfect creature in all the East, he suffered the cruelest cut of all. Shogun, starring Richard Chamberlain and Toshiro Mifune, a film based on the best-selling novel by James Clavell. Shogun. See it at a theater near you.
I'm really sorry about the circus, Lord Lovett. I mean, Mr. Snibbersweet.
Oh, that's all right. It doesn't faze me now. I sold the lions to one of them stately homes. And the human cannonball was no problem.
Wasn't he?
No, he was due to be fired anyway.
Pardon, how's that go again?
Oh, you're still here, are you, Mr. Wilkins?
Oh, yes, still here. You can't get rid of me that, easily, you know.
What about the clowns from your circus, Mr. Snethersweet?
Oh, that's all right. They've applied for jobs at the ministry. And I've managed to get rid of everything else, except for Susie.
Susie?
Yes. Susie. She's the star turn in my elephant act. I've grown quite attached to Susie. I have over all these years.
Well, why don't you take her with you to, where was it again?
South of France.
Oh, yes, that's right. Why not take her with you?
No, she caused too much of a scene. She likes to sunbathe topless, you see.
Well, I never.
You should try it sometime. Anyway, there's no way I can get rid of her now. And I reckon the ministry should help me find a home for her. After all, it's you lot that gave us the push.
I'm afraid my bosses are out at the moment, so I can't give you a decision.
What about old Pushface here, then?
Me?
Yeah, that's right. You belong to the ministry, don't you?
Well, let me think now.
Yes, you do, Mr. Wilkins.
Oh, yes, so I do.
Oh, good. Well, then, how's about giving me a decision?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, naturally, yes. A decision on what?
On what I must do with Susie.
Oh, yes, well, that is, I... Who?
Oh, darling.
Mr. Wilkins can't really give you a decision, Mr. Snethersweet.
So I see.
He's not in this department, you see.
No. He's not in any department from the looks of things.
Perhaps if you could give us a ring this afternoon. As for Mr. Lennox Brown, well, he's the head of the department, so he'll have to help you.
Oh, right. I'll ring him about 3, then. And thanks a lot. Cheers.
Come in.
Good afternoon.
Yes, it is, isn't it? A jolly good wizard, in fact. Splendid shell.
Tell me, are you in the Army or the Air Force?
The Army now used to be in the RAF there, but how did you know?
Just a guess.
Well, a wizard guess it was, dear boy. Simply wizard. Top notch. Should have been a boffin, eh? Who are you, by the way?
Well, we are Lennox Brown and Lamb from the General Assistance Department in Whitehall.
Lennox Brown and Lamb, General Assistance Department. You've heard the name somewhere before, haven't I?
Yes, we're the ones who mixed up the circus and the military...
Number two, really, would you mind? You have to go round advertising our mistakes.
You're there, Stu, are you? Made a bit of a bloomer there, didn't you, eh? Right through, eh? Bad chef, chef?
Yes, well, perhaps you could...
Right, Clangert, yes. Bad chef. Reminds me of the time I dropped my clanger in the RAF. And those were the days.
What exactly did you do?
Went off on a bombing run, but I didn't drop the bomb.
So? Was that so bad?
Yes, I dropped the bomb aimer instead.
Yes, well, that's all terribly humorous, but could we get down to business?
Of course, of course. What are you here for?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, look, we were sent here for...
Let's think. Oh, yes, must be about... You know what.
Do we?
Don't you?
No. What?
Well, it's all terribly hush-hush, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, highly confidential. I'm supposed to fill you in on the supersonic, ultra-sensitive, infiltrator, exterminator.
The what?
The supersonic, ultra-sensitive, infiltrator, exterminator. It's our new secret weapon.
What does it do?
That would be telling, wouldn't it?
Well, it seems obvious to me. It's an ultra-sensitive supersonic device that exterminates infiltrators.
Gosh! Gosh, it's in one, eh? You're a bright spark and no mistake.
Oh, well, I do have my moments.
Yes, no need to explain anything to you. You obviously know what's going on.
Yes, well, I do try to keep abreast of what's going on, of course, yes.
Well, there you are, then. The Bobbins have got it now, but when the time comes... You know what to do with it, eh?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
What do we do with it, number one?
I will tell you later, number two. And all right, we'll be off then. And goodbye, Captain, and thank you very much.
Thanks, chaps, and good luck. Just remember, when you get it, be jolly careful. It hasn't been tested yet.
Now maybe you can tell me, number one, what are we supposed to do with this thing, whatever it is?
This might have something to do with it. General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown speaking.
I could, just the chap I wanted to speak to. I was told to ring you personally. Listen, what am I supposed to do with Susie?
Susie?
Yeah, Susie. You're the one that's supposed to know all about it.
Oh, yes, well, Well, I suppose you'd better send it here, then.
Send it there?
Yes, of course. We'll look after it. Can you send it this afternoon?
Sorry, I'm getting ready to leave for the south of France. I'll let you have it tomorrow. Last thing before I go. Ta-ra.
Oh, goodbye. What a strange chap. Started telling me all about his holiday arrangements. Still, we'll be getting Susie tomorrow.
Susie? Well, who's she?
Oh, really, come on, number two. Use your brain, Susie. S-U-S-I-E. The supersonic ultra-sensitive infiltrator exterminator. I think.
Good heavens. Do you hear that, number one?
Well, I couldn't help hearing it. I wonder who it is.
Well, it sounded almost like an elephant knocking on the door.
Oh, really, number two, an elephant knocking on the door.
An elephant.
But we'll soon see who it really is making all that noise. Come in.
Oh, glory, it was an elephant knocking at the door.
Greetings and salutations, goodly
sir. Did you say that, number two?
Did I say what?
Greetings and salutations, goodly sir.
That?
No, I didn't say a word.
I am being saying it to you.
What on earth are you doing on top of that elephant?
I'm being the driving walla. Or as we have been calling it, the mount.
Well, that's all very well, but can you just take your...
Susie is not being liking what you are saying. She is having enough trouble getting into the building and up in the lifty to be going away again too quickly.
Where does this elephant come from?
She's been coming from Lord Lovas's circus. Are you knowing Lord Lovas? He's been going splishy-splashy when he's talking.
Yeah, but look, that's the chap I told to bring Susie here.
That is incorrectly, and here I mean. Susie, being saying hello to the nice, good-leading gentleman.
How are we going to explain this away? We're supposed to have a new top-secret military device, and we end up with an elephant.
Some things in life one can enjoy time and again with the same expectancy of pleasure. Enjoy the cream of the crop in Rembrandt Van Rijn, blended with skill and care to a perfection in taste and flavor. Rembrandt Van Rijn, each cigarette a masterpiece.
Spaarder vakanties het Brittannië en Europa binnengeval. Prijzen vanaf zo min als 10 rand per nacht. Die British Airways Randspaarder vakantiebrochure is propvol wonderlijke waarde en wakker ideeën voor opwindende vakanties. Krijg jouwne bij jouw reisagent of die British Airways reiskantoor en begin dadelijk met die beplanning van jouw Randspaarder vakantie. British Airways Randspaarder vakanties.
I bought it with my slice.
Come on into the MBS and get your slice.
I got it in a trice. It's easy with your slice.
I got my slice. They treat you very nice.
Come on into the MBS and get your slice.
It cost a pretty price, but I got it with my slice.
Come on into the MBS and get your slice.
All right, then, it's Brown. Where's the noise coming? Oh,
Sir Gregory, we'd like you to meet Susie.
Susie? What's a useless elephant doing in here?
Please be careful, goodly sir. Susie is not like being told that she's being useless.
Well, of course it is. Totally useless. No, wait a minute. No, put me down. No!
No. Good heavens. Susie threw Sir Gregory out.
Splendid. She's capable of doing everything that captain said she would be.
How do you mean, number one?
Well, she's ultra-sensitive, and she certainly exterminated that infiltrator, didn't she?
Sir Gregory, you mean? Yes. Yes, she did, didn't she?
Yes, certainly. So she's more than welcome to stay for as long as she likes. Oh, yes. Come on, number two. Get the drafts out. Let's have a bit of celebration.
Yes. Come back
in
here, Susie.
Welcome to the table.
Clowning around as the men for the military tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. The rest of the circus were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Beer, Frank Graham, and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.